I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. There's now a federal arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, but it's not for the murder of Gabby Petito. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest details.
The arrest warrant is not for Gabby Petito's death. It does not appear the FBI is ready to say Brian Laundrie is a suspect in her homicide. What he's been indicted for is allegedly using a debit card and a PIN number that did not belong to him to withdraw $1,000 or more from a bank. Basically, this allows law enforcement to arrest him on something, even though it's not for her killing, while they investigate Petito's death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in Florida have been searching for Laundrie in a preserve for the past 9 days. They've wrapped up for today. No new information. And they'll be back at it again in the morning. Here in Utah, the Moab Police Department has decided to investigate its own officers and their handling of the Petito Laundrie domestic incident, August 12th. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
The city of Moab issued a statement about their upcoming investigation, saying the city is deeply saddened by Gabby Petito's death. The statement says, quote, at this time, the city of Moab is unaware of any breach of police department policy during this incident. However, the city will conduct a formal investigation and, based on the results, will take any steps that may be appropriate, end quote.
Moab officials say they understand why the media and the public would have questions about how their officers handled the call. The mother of a murdered University of Utah student sees similarities between her daughter and Gabby Petito. Jill McCluskey says police didn't think her daughter Lauren was in danger, and police didn't think Gabby Petito was in danger because her abuser said she was crazy. They were both murdered. Jill McCluskey says we must do better. It's a tweet from Lauren McCluskey's mother today. KSL News Time 502, one person is dead, 12 others shot at a Kroger in Tennessee earlier this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, one of the dead is the suspect. Others have serious injuries. Collierville, Tennessee Police Chief Dale Lane says it was clear that multiple people were shot when they entered the grocery store.
Our SWAT team, along with patrol officers and our command staff members, began the process of going aisle to aisle, room to room, bringing employees out that were in hiding.
Longtime employee Bridgenata Dickerson was working when the chaos erupted. She tells ABC News she ran with her coworkers to the back of the store and into an employee hallway.
Here he comes right behind us, starts shooting. And he kept on shooting.
When police entered the store, they found the alleged shooter dead, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A former white state trooper in Louisiana has been indicted on a federal civil rights charge for beating a black man with a flashlight. A grand jury finding the former officer used excessive force in the traffic stop in 2019 that resulted in that brutal beating. The House committee charged with investigating the January 6th siege on the Capitol is expected to begin issuing subpoenas to former President Trump's aides. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who is a Trump ally, says he hasn't been served yet.
This is more about politics than anything else. There's only two questions that this committee should actually be looked upon. Why was the Capitol left so ill-prepared? And how can we make sure that this never happens again?
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the Justice Department will help enforce any subpoenas against aides who refuse to comply. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Murray High School is going to charge students $5 admission to its school's upcoming football games. The money raised will pay for damages to the school.
It's to pay for damages caused by the viral TikTok challenge, Devious Licks. That's according to the Murray School District. They say the challenge has cost an untold amount of money in repairs because students record themselves stealing school property. Spokesman Doug Perry says the entrance fee may not stop at just the football game. He says the school is also looking at charging for students to go to dances and possibly other extracurricular activities. He says the fees will go away when the TikTok challenges stop happening. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
New data from the Salt Lake City Police Department shows that there's been a longer response time for routine and emergency calls. There are still more than 50 open jobs in the department. That's contributing to these delays. Jake Cornea says he regularly calls police in his neighborhood near Liberty Park, and officers sometimes don't show up at all.
Don't get received callbacks, especially during something like a shooting or either a fight that has broken out, like out on the street. We just don't receive that service anymore, and it's a little concerning.
Cornea says he doesn't even feel safe walking his dog at night anymore. We now know the names of the person, name of the person killed in yesterday's police chase on U.S. 40. Dead is 19-year-old Daisha Reynolds. She was killed when her stolen car rumbled over police spikes and flipped. The driver, 22-year-old Charles Castor of Salt Lake, is in critical condition. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report now. Here's Ricky Meese.
In Draper, we have an accident on Bangor Highway. This is westbound just after the I-15 junction at about 3rd West. It is out of traffic on the right shoulder. Southbound I-15, a crash in Murray, right about 53rd South, also out of traffic on the shoulder. Heavy delays, slow and go, and some stop and go speeds. Northbound I-15, Burton Lane in Farmington, all the way through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. If you're single and you go to BYU, you can now live off campus after two semesters. Here's KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
Until now, only married or graduate students are allowed to live off campus. But starting in fall of 2022, BYU students who have two semesters under their belt will get more flexibility in their housing choices. They can choose to stay on campus, move into non-contracted off-campus housing, or live with family members. If students choose to move off campus, they'll still have to follow the university's housing policies, which means opposite sexes won't be allowed in each other's apartments, and students will still have to follow the Church Educational System Honor Code. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
There have been two separate plane crashes today, thankfully. Nobody was severely injured in either accident. A pilot crashed at Ogden's Hinckley Airport. He was the only one in the plane. There were no injuries. And in Hooper, a man and woman got into a plane crash while trying to avoid an obstacle. The woman hit her head and was taken to the hospital as a precaution. The new Salt Lake City Airport is leaving more passengers smiling. The airport's customer satisfaction score went up 16 points in the past year. It's been open a little more than a year now, and it's now the fifth best in the country among large airports. So you hear that some airlines have stopped serving drinks because passengers are so difficult. Doesn't really matter.
Forget the expensive in-flight drinks. Flight attendants say many passengers are drunk before they get on the plane.
Not only has this practice not stopped, it is encouraged and promoted, giving passengers the false idea that they can bring their own alcohol on board and encouraging as much drinking as possible.
Flight Attendants Association President Sarah Nelson asking a House committee to change the to-go alcohol rules and add tougher penalties for air rage passengers. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Southwest Airlines will have to cut flights next year if staffing shortages keep going the way they're going. The airline is still working to add 10,000 people to its workforce over the next year, but has been mostly short-staffed through the summer. The incoming CEO of Southwest says hiring is a challenge, and the competition is brutal. KSL News Time 5:08. It's time for my Minute of News. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. James Justice is a guy who gets what he wants.
Every day that goes by, we are producing more and more clean natural gas.
70 years old with thick jowls and a spray of white hair, Jim Justice is the richest man in West Virginia. He got there by owning coal mines and bending the rules till they broke. He's fought with other companies, federal agencies, and county governments, leaving a trail of unpaid bills in his wake, and he decided he wanted to be governor. And James Justice gets what he wants.
James Conley Justice II.
Do solemnly swear.
Now in his fifth year in office, he's already sued his own state for the right to live in his own mansion instead of the governor's mansion, as the West Virginia Constitution requires. And now the New York Times reports Governor Justice wants to coach his hometown high school basketball team 110 miles away from the state capitol. He does have street cred. Back in the day, he coached the Greenbrier Spartans to the state championship, and though he wants the job again, the local school board voted no. with the state's abysmal vaccination rate and West Virginia hospitals full, the school board told the governor, spend your time fighting COVID. But Jim Justice is a guy who gets what he wants, so he's suing the school board.
It's truly sad. And I truly will never apologize for wanting to spend a little bit of my time in trying to help kids.
Will the governor win his court case? Don't know. But Martin Luther King's quote about the universe is also true for basketball. In West Virginia, the long arc of a jump shot bends toward justice.
You can't always get what you want.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. We've had an accident southbound I-15 as you're approaching 53rd South, but it is out of traffic. It is part of the slowing you'll see from Murray to Sandy. Also now starting to see heavy and slow traffic eastbound I-215 South Belt between Redwood Road and the I-15 Junction. Also another concert night at USANA, so we're seeing another drive with delays going westbound on 5400 South Taylorsville into Kearns. Michelle?
Seeing delays, this is southbound I-15 from Pioneer Crossing in American Fork in spots all the way down to Linden for drivers on Pioneer Crossing. There's also intermittent delays there as well between American Fork and Redwood Road, Saratoga Springs. For drivers headed northbound on Highway 40, those delays are really backing up at this point, almost to SR 248 Kearns Boulevard. This is trying to get to Silver Summit due to construction. Steve?
And Davis County drivers tapping the brakes right now. Delays in Davis County between Burton Lane and Kaysville up to Hill Air Force Base, especially heavy past Layton Hills Mall right now. Southbound 15 slow from the I-84 split down into Sunset. And northbound Highway 89 really packed in now through the construction from Oak Hills Drive up to the I-84 ramps. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Already known for the care they take to keep your homes clean and safe. To learn more, Google Any Hour Services or anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Kevin Eubank has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, tons of sunshine and temperatures in the upper 70s. As we roll on through the night, we're looking at low 70s as we head on through 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, upper 60s by 8, mid-60s by 9, and low 60s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 50s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You know, darker mornings. The sun's up at 7:17 tomorrow morning. We have 79 degrees in Salt Lake City. By the way, sunset tonight comes at 7:22. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in depth now with Maria Chaleo.
Jeff, a group of wild boar strutting along traffic-filled roads in Rome are getting international attention on social media. About 13 boar, distinguished by their coarse hair, sturdy bodies, sharp tusks, are often seen walking on busy roads in Monte Mario. Now, the scene was captured on a video and, of course, widely shared on social media, prompting jokes like, it was suggested that Rome should introduce wild boar lanes instead of cycle lanes. Now, sightings of wild boar in Rome are nothing new. They're often spotted rummaging through piles of rubbish, usually on the outskirts of the city, but the animals are becoming more brazen. Last week, wild boar mingled among parents as they waited to collect their children from school. Earlier this summer, a group of hungry boars surrounded a woman at a supermarket parking lot before stealing her shopping bags and eating the contents.
Just thugs!
13 of them surrounding you? That would be terrifying.
KSL News Time 5:13. Thank you, Maria. After more than two decades, one of the biggest musical acts in the world is reuniting to the delight of kids everywhere. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
It's the return of the Teletubbies.
Time for Teletubbies.
The children character is putting out their first full-length album since 1998. It'll be called Ready, Steady, Go, and we're getting a taste of the title track.
Ready, Steady, Go!
The full video for the song will be out Saturday, with a new video every Saturday for 10 weeks. The album Ready, Steady, Go will be out October 15th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, you might have seen this on social media already, a moose was hit and killed last night near Weber State. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live to explain this trending story. Kira?
Jeff, there were some of the majestic photos of this bull moose standing in a pond near Weber State University. It was an hour or so before sunset. It was just absolutely stunning. But this bull moose, believed to be about 18 to 24 months old, was being watched by conservation officers. They knew it was in the area, but then it bolted onto Harrison Boulevard and was hit and killed by a car. Now, normally when an animal is found in areas like these with lots of people, lots of cars, it would be tranquilized and moved back into the mountains, but they couldn't do that since the moose was standing in the pond because it would have drowned there. The Division of Wildlife Resources says the moose was that far down in the valley because the mating season is just starting, Jeff.
Sam, thanks a lot, Kira. Are you ready for more animal news? Okay, trending on social media, Tiger King 2. Are you ready for the sequel? Netflix has announced everybody's favorite lockdown show will be back for a second season. We don't know if this season's going to follow last year's cast or maybe last year's Tigers. Get ready for more murder, mayhem, and madness. That's the official name of the show, Tiger King Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. KSL News Time 5:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
There's now an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, but it's not for the murder of Gabby Petito. Instead, it's for unauthorized use of a debit card and two bank accounts. I'm KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer.
Second, Governor Cox has ordered the lowering of the flag at all Utah State facilities tomorrow to honor Utah Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, killed in the terrorist attack in Afghanistan. Sergeant Hoover will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery tomorrow. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new crash in Layton, eastbound SR 193, 2400 East. Also another crash, Weber County, eastbound Riverdale Road, 1500 West. Then for Utah County drivers, a crash on southbound I-15, 1400 North in Springville, out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, but a few clouds over the mountains and even a few sprinkles. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 79 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The police chief in Collierville, Tennessee, says it may be the deadliest incident the town has seen in years. One person is dead, 14 hurt, when a gunman opened fire at the Kroger supermarket in the suburb of Memphis. The suspected shooter is also dead from what police say appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Bridgenada Dickerson works at the store. She says she and her co-workers were chased by the gunman.
He kept on shooting. He shot one of my co-workers in the head. And then shot one of the customers in the stomach.
ABC's Brad Broders is outside the store.
A variety of injuries, several of those injuries very serious. They're spread out at hospitals across this region, including Regional 1, presumably here in Collierville and other areas. So a lot of victims right now, a lot of things to sift through. This investigation is just at its beginning.
Authorities are investigating the shooting as a possible workplace violence incident. A federal arrest warrant's been issued for a missing Florida man whose fiancée was found dead last weekend in Wyoming.
A federal court in Wyoming issuing an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie. He was indicted not for murder, but for using debit cards after Gabby Petito's death that apparently did not belong to him and getting money of $1,000 or more out of the bank. The FBI says this allows them to arrest Laundrie, but they're still investigating Petito's death, and they're asking for help from anybody with details or who knows Laundrie's whereabouts to come forward immediately. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An independent CDC advisory panel has voted to recommend booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 for people 65 and older, residents of long-term care facilities, and those with underlying medical conditions. Federal charges for a former Louisiana state trooper accused of violating the civil rights of a black motorist by allegedly hitting him 18 times with a flashlight. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The city of Moab will investigate how its police department responded to the report of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie having a physical fight back in mid-August. Defense lawyer Greg Skordis told Dave and Dujanovic this morning he thinks police followed the spirit of the law, but the question will be if any policies were violated.
Issue a citation and they didn't make an arrest, and the law seems to say that when officers are confronted with a domestic violence situation, they need to pick one or the other. But what they did do wasn't particularly troubling, and that is that they separated the two. I think that Brian was put in a hotel, and Gabby was allowed to stay in the van, so they were separated. And in fact, that's what an arrest would have done.
Skorda says officers have to make a quick decision in tough situations all the time. And in this case, perhaps they didn't think issuing a citation that would end up in court was the best route.
Police may have felt that she's got some mental health issues, may not have been all that good of a witness if they needed her. She's probably going to be driving back to Florida, they assume, so she may not be available. And maybe they just thought there's no way we're going to be able to pursue a case if we issue a citation or make an arrest, because these are two young kids with no criminal history and they're not going to be around in Utah for much longer anyway.
Moab City is investigating the response after a formal request was made by an outside attorney. You've been listening to the In-Depth 520. Time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here comes Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, we still have those consistent delays between Murray and Sandy, between 4500 and 90th South. Now northbound I-15, it's a little heavy and slow from 2100 South into downtown. Clearing out on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, but if you're headed out to USANA, expect some heavy patches of traffic westbound on 5400 South in Taylorsville, just before Redwood Road out to Kearns. Michelle?
Delay southbound I-15. This is from American Fork into Linden. We also have a crash down in Springville, 1400 North, not causing any slowdowns. On the flip side, are going to see some delays as you're going through Payson. And for drivers up in Summit County, watch out for those big delays. This is northbound Highway 40 due to construction as you're making your way to Silver Summit. Steve?
And we have backups and brake lights right now. Northbound 15 between Burton Lane and Kaysville in Davis County all the way up to Clearfield next to the base. Southbound 15, slowdowns from I-84 down into Sunset. Got a new crash on eastbound Highway 193 at 2400 East in Layton. And northbound 89, still a slow go from Oak Hills Drive up to I-84. Zemo Res is here to get you on track to an A-plus in carpet cleanliness. Their patented process leaves zero dirt-attracting residue behind, leaving your carpets cleaner longer. Schedule your cleaning today. Zemo Res Carpet Cleaning. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Your seven-day forecast now. Listen, here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a low-pressure center moved through Utah today, bringing some clouds and a few little raindrops here and there, but otherwise, it's been awesome. High temperatures in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, 52 and clear, 80 and sunny on Friday, 83 on Saturday, 85 and sunshine on Sunday. We'll start next week in the low to mid 80s with mostly sunny skies. Chance for a little rain will move in by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 79 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:22, Thursday evening.
It's a nice day.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Headquartered in Utah, Swire Coca-Cola USA produces, sells, and distributes Coca-Cola and other beverage brands in 13 states. CFO James Sloan is here to tell us more about the focus and future of Swire Coca-Cola.
Swire Coca-Cola has been part of Utah since 1978. We are committed to this and other communities we call home. We're heavily focused on sustainability and have committed to recycle one bottle or can for each one we produce by 2030. We also plan to power our core operations with 100% renewable energy by 2026. As residents of Utah, we know the importance of water conservation. In our territory, we have returned to nature and communities an amount of water equivalent to 285% of what we use in the production of our products. For example, just last year, Swire Coca-Cola joined several other organizations to support a project that increased water flows on the lower Provo River. As part of the Swire Group, a highly diversified business that was established more than 200 years ago, we are aware of those who have come before us and those who will follow. These positive influences guide the choices we make for the future.
To learn more about the people who manufacture, bottle, and deliver your Coca-Cola, you can visit swirecc.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce?
Spilled the sauce? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker.
and each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce? Okay.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
It's time to buy that suit you've been holding off on. Mr. Mac has the right suit at the right price for any occasion. Visit them at one of their 9 Mr. Mac locations.
It's the number one thing people ask us about when they see us out in public when we're doing our shows, and it's about soda weight loss. And I think people are amazed, Scott, when people see us for the first time in a long time, and they go, yeah, you guys really have dropped all that weight. I'm down 79 pounds in 20 weeks with soda weight loss. Go check out the reviews on their website, sodaweightloss.com, and you can find out. You can just see those 4,500-plus reviews of people who have had the same type of success that we've had. And as a show, we've lost almost 180 pounds, Scott. That's insane.
Yeah, I've dropped 98 pounds. I mean, almost 100 pounds in like 20 weeks. We've actually lost a whole person between the two of us, and we're never going to find him again. It's so much about nutrition. 80% of this, and Soda will walk you through a great nutrition program. You have support. You have weekly accountability calls, weigh-in calls, anything you need. They have the support there that you need to lose the weight and really keep it off for the rest of your life. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. That's SodaWeightLoss.com.
We're watching Utah's Money. Imagine a pumpkin patch filled with Reese's peanut butter cups. In Salem, Massachusetts, they don't have to imagine. Hershey's has set up a Reese's peanut butter pumpkin-themed pumpkin patch. It's filled with pumpkins and buckets full of Reese's pumpkins, and it could come here. Reese's is asking fans to submit suggestions on social media. You might want to suggest Salt Lake City. On Wall Street today, what a day. The Dow is up 506. The S&P gained 53 points. The NASDAQ was up 153. KSL News Time, 526.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.